Dear all, you know what? The first reading of today drew me back to my high school. I was just remembering my teacher of logic, and the very day he was teaching us that connection between if and then. It has a special representation, special symbol, and it has a special table of truth. But I'm not speaking of mathematics right now. But I do like to speak of this connection because in the first reading of today, for three times we hear if, then. And the first thought that comes to my mind is that there is a logic. There is an internal logic in human life. And there is as well an internal logic in God's proposal for human life. There is a logic, and we are able to understand this. We can, well, at least we can grasp the basic argument, the basic facts. We hear in the first reading, if you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. If you do this, if you stop doing all this, then it will follow this and this. Our acts have consequences. And we are invited during the Lenten season. We are invited to do certain things to get another things. And we are invited to stop doing certain things to not get any more other things. And that is the kind of logic that we can and we should understand, guided by the Word of God, of course. If you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, remove from your midst. I like that expression. Remove from your midst. Because it is happening in the midst of yours. This is a message that is addressed not only to singular persons. This is a message for the people as such. Remove from your midst. This is a clear invitation, and it has consequences. If you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, malicious speech, you will get what? What will I get? You shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, here I am. And this is only the first if, then. If we continue reading, we find these others. If you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted. If you do that, then light shall rise for you in the darkness. Then the Lord will guide you always. Almost in the end of the reading of today, we get another couple of if-then. If you hold back your food on the Sabbath, if you hold back your food on the Sabbath from following your own pursuits on my holy day, If you call the Sabbath a delight, if you honor it by not following your ways, this all is around the same idea. If you honor the Sabbath, then, this is the third time we get the if, then you shall delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth. Therefore, my friends, the first teaching of today is acts have consequences. And if we change our behavior, if we change what we are doing, for example, removing whatever doesn't please God, if we change our behavior, if we change what we are doing, we could get a different life. Conversion is a very practical thing. I would like to stress that in the Bible, conversion is not, firstly, something that you feel. I feel that I am a new creature. That is nice, and please make the most of that feeling. But even if you are feeling nothing, you have the opportunity of experiencing real conversion. Because conversion entails mainly your deeds. Change your deeds and you will change yourself. Act in a different way and you will become a different person. Stop doing what is wrong, learn what is good. This is also a typical message of this Lenten season. Conversion is about doing. It's about the deeds we enact, we perform, we do. Conversion is related to the way we stand before the Lord and the sort of deeds we do before His eyes. But we also can learn even more concrete, practical things from the reading, the first reading of today. Now I go back to the first one. If you remove oppression, you shall call and the Lord will answer. I suppose this is something we all would like to have. The real possibility of getting an answer from God. Because it is so painful when we feel that we cannot get even an answer from God, that He is so silent, so distant. And the prophet is telling us it shouldn't be that way. It could be completely different. And what's the way? What should I do to get a different outcome? Remove from your midst oppression. What is the logic? Again the word, what is the logic of all this? Are you dare to say, if you remove oppression, if you purify your language, you are truly moving your heart close to God's heart and moving your will close to God's will. In the very act of changing your deeds, you are getting closer to the Lord. And the closer you are, the more clear you can discern His will. Some people seem to get whatever they like from God. But this is not magic. You also can get whatever you like from God, provided that you change the way you like what you like. Provided that you change your manner of liking, your manner of wishing. I suppose this is a little subtle, but it is so true. Magic is, I have a desire and I strive to get what I desire. Faith, on the contrary, is, I change my desire because I change my heart, because I approach to the Lord, because I get closer to the Lord, so that my desires are changed in such a way that they are now nearer to the Lord. My desires are changed. And when my desires are changed, what I truly desire is nothing else but God's will. And of course, once I desire exactly what the Lord desires, I get whatever I like. That is plain logic. God is almighty, but God is not your servant. The way of putting to your service all the power God has, the way is, make your heart close. Move your heart closer to the Lord, so that you begin to desire what the Lord desires. So that you are closer to Him. So that you are united to Him. And when you truly join your will to God's will, whatever you ask God, you will get an answer. The Lord will say, here I am. It is so beautiful. And that is faith. That is the work of faith, as opposed to the power, to the fake power of superstition or magic. We get what we desire because our desires have changed. And they have changed because we have removed from our midst what dislikes God. It is a little similar in the second couple of if then. If you bestow your bread on the hungry, what is this? The name it has is compassion. If you bestow your bread on the hungry, if you satisfy the afflicted, this is becoming closer to the Lord, more similar to Him. If you resemble God's attitude towards the poor and needy, if you get closer to the Lord, then the Lord will guide you always and give you plenty, even on the parched land. That is the beautiful promise we get from the prophet today. The Lord will guide you. No wonder. If you are walking near the Lord, there is no amazement and that the Lord is guiding us. It's like reading a book. If you get closer to light, you can discern clearer what is written. The Lord will guide you. And what about the third one? If you call the Sabbath a delight, why was the Sabbath so important for these people? Because the Sabbath is that time, that special time, when you recall that you are far more, you are much more than a worker. You are not condemned to the eternal cycle of producing and consuming. You are not trapped within that circle. Sabbath is important. I mean, this time, this special time to glorify the Lord, this time for praising the Lord, this time that we Christians celebrate on Sundays, actually on Sundays, because of the resurrection of the Lord. And in this, of course, we are just following the apostles' example. During that time, we are recovering the very sense of our lives. The very meaning of life is not the eternal, repetitive circle of producing and consuming. The true meaning of life is moving forward to the rest and joy and bliss we have been told to receive as a gift from God. That is our true vocation. And the Lord says, if you discover that, if you discover that your true vocation is being my beloved son and living in absolute friendship, in perfect friendship with myself, if you discover that, no wonder I will nourish you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. You shall delight in the Lord. If you find your true vocation, if you find the true meaning of your life, which is nothing else but discovering that you are the beloved son, God's beloved son, if you find your true vocation, no wonder you will find your delight in the Lord. My friends, there is a logic in human life. And the readings of today, especially this first reading, is telling us that logic. Now, it is up to us to accept this message and to say to the Lord, this is the first day of my new life.